Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord of mercies. Morning by morning, God, new mercies I see. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Gracious Father, our Lord, our God, our healer, our Redeemer, He who sits high and looks low, He who covers us and keeps us, even when we don't want to be covered or kept, God, because You know what's best for us. You know what works for us. You know what works in us, God. And because You know more than we know, God, or ever ever know about ourselves, we submit unto You, Lord. We submit our ways, our thoughts, God, our decisions to You and You alone. Thank You for imparting vision. Thank You for imparting ideas and thoughts. But it is You, God, who gives us those thoughts, those ideas, those visions. It is You, God, who created the universe. It is You, God, who can cure cancer. It's You who can wipe this earth and cause COVID to be gone. It's You, God, no matter how many races we run or money is raised, until Your people call by Your name, humble themselves and pray and seek Your face and turn from our wicked ways. You won't hear from heaven until then. But You said then You would hear from heaven. You would forgive our sin and You would heal our land. Our land needs a healing, God. Our land needs a healing. And we honor You this morning. We glorify You this morning, and we give You praise. Touch these people everywhere, God. Every person who will hear this word, oh God, impart into them what they need, not what they desire, but what they need, God, based on Your will and Your way. In Christ's name, we pray, and we say amen. Amen and amen. Good morning. Good morning to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good morning, people of the Most High God. It is well with our soul this morning. God is a keeper this morning. We want to remind you this morning that there will always be this thing right here. There will always be a need for prayer. There will always be a time when we need to talk with Him and walk with Him and be consoled by Him and be comforted by Him and be encouraged by Him. Did you know God does all those things? And He does all things well. Do you understand this morning that God is and He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him, of us who seek Him, us who worship Him, us who serve Him. That's His word. There is always and always will be a need for prayer this morning. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son, this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. He restoreth my soul this morning. He restoreth my soul. After a day or a night of forgetting who He is, a moment of lapse, a time where we just forget sometimes who we are and whose we are, He will restore our soul. He will make everything all right. Thank you, Lord. Because God is, again, and He is a rewarder
of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen. This morning. Oh, if we can just talk to you for a little while this morning. We're going to remind you this morning again. There is always a need for what? For prayer. A need for prayer. A need for prayer this morning. Oh, my goodness. There is always a need for prayer. We're going to be coming from the, excuse me, sixth chapter of the book of Matthew. And our focus is going to be on the first through the 15th verses. And if you weren't aware, thank you, Lord, this morning, a need for prayer. If you weren't aware, listen, Matthew, the sixth chapter, you can find the model prayer there, what we call the Lord's Prayer, the Our Father's Prayer, is found in those first verses of the book of Matthew. But it begins like this. We're going to go through these scriptures and we're going to take Matthew, the sixth chapter. We're going to look at the first through the eighth verses. And then we're going to look at the ninth through the 13th verses. And before we close, we want to look at the 14th and the 15th verses. And I'm hoping that we're going to get through this morning. There is so much in this that God needs us to have and to hear. Good morning again to you, people of God. Good morning, Rhema. Good morning, Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. If you're tuned in, you are Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. We welcome you with open arms. We bless God for you. This is the day that he has made, and we are rejoicing and glad in it. Good morning to our covenant partners, our followers, our listeners. We ask you to share this word. That's what I want to ask you this morning. Go ahead and share this word out. Share this word so someone else can receive it, because there is always and forever going to be a need for prayer. A need for prayer this morning. Matthew, the sixth chapter, beginning at the first verse, reads this way. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in what? In secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans. Thank you, Lord. For they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Amen. That's the first through the eighth verses there. Thank you, God. And if you paid attention, I intentionally highlighted, then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. For your Father knows what you need before you ask him. A need for prayer. So if he knows what I need before I ask, then why, thank you, Lord, am I praying? Why? Your Father knows what you have need of before you ask. But his word reminds us, thank you, Lord. Let your request be made known. Thank you, Lord God. Be careful not to practice your righteousness. As we look at these first few verses of this chapter, this is a continuation, you see, at about the third portion of what we know as the Sermon on the Mount. Many of us think that the Sermon on the Mount only encompassed certain things like the Beatitudes, but it continued. Christ was there speaking and teaching throughout this time. And he was reminding them at this point, when they do things for others, you don't have to announce it. You see, during those times, we have to understand that thing that Elder teaches us about that principalizing bridge. See, during that time, they would bring the people to the synagogue and the needy people, those who were in need and dire of things and not having the poor, if I may say. Oh, they would sound the trumpets. They would make a big clang about the giving and the receiving from the needy. Come on. You see, we don't need to misconstrue this word. Thank you, Lord. Says, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Means you don't have to brag about what you're doing for someone else. You see, Christ was setting the tone here as he proposed to them several different ideas and things. God bless you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. He'd already talked about adultery and divorce and oaths, and even talked about an eye for an eye, how we come back at each other. He talked about love for your enemies. And then at this point, he's talking about giving to the needy. But even after explaining all of these things and letting the people know the route that they should go, he was talking to his disciples at this time. Come on. He was preaching at this time on the best way for us to live. He even talked about the Beatitudes in that fifth chapter and the fulfillment of God's laws. But as Christ came to this point, he had set the tone to allow us or to inform us of how to make this happen, a need for prayer. And even after this, he began to say, whatever you do, go to the Father in secret. Come on. Let it be done so that only you and the Father know. Thank you, Lord. And then we go into the 9th through the 13th verses. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to teach this morning, y'all. And it says this, after this manner, therefore pray ye. So I want you to get a full understanding of these scriptures this morning. After this manner, after what manner? See, that's it said after. That's after, after what? After something else has happened. After this manner, in this way, what he's saying. In this way, after I've told you all you need to do, in this way, this is how you need to pray. And the word says, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be what? Thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Excuse me. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Come on, somebody. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And the word of God says, amen. Elder, go ahead and go to the 14th through the 15th verse because we have something we need to see. This is the King James Version at this point. And it says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also what? Forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Come on. Amen. Thank you, Lord. After this manner, he told you to pray and he gave us the Our Father's prayer after the in this way. So when we begin to pray, we know there's a need for prayer, daily prayer. intercession and prayer, fasting and prayer, a need for prayer. When we pray in this manner. We begin by acknowledging the Father. This is what Christ is showing us. When you begin to pray, acknowledge God, our Father, which art in heaven, holy is your name. God, you are the Most High God. God, we exalt you. God, we magnify. See, Christ has set us up to know how to approach the throne of God, so that in all those things he's been teaching, we are able to live in those things and through those things in a manner pleasing to God. He said to man, oh my God, give God his glory first. Father, you are in heaven. Holy is your name. Oh my gosh. Then it says, thy kingdom come. Your kingdom be here, God. Your will be done on earth, here where we are, as it is in heaven. His will is done in heaven. It's done in heaven. Lucifer kicked out. It's done in heaven. Angels rejoicing. His will is done in heaven. So now Christ is telling us to succumb to God, to give in to God and say, hey, God, let your will be done here on earth as we know it's done in heaven. So God, we're submitting to you. We're relinquishing all authority to you. Please let your will be done. And when we pray for God's will, many times we forget that we say, let your will be done. When we're going through some things, we forget that we pray, let your will be done. When we have our backs against a wall, we forget, God, let your will be done. Sometimes our back has to be against the wall for us to be able to see everything around us. Your will be done. Sometimes we have to suffer on the inside because Christ suffered. Your will be done on earth, here, as it is in heaven. Give us this day. Feed us, Father, our daily bread. Feed us, Father, spiritually. Holy Spirit, please feed us. Feed my spirit, man. Listen, we are a spirit, and we must worship him in spirit and in truth. Give us this day our daily bread. Not talking about the physical food, because we already know he said, man shall not live by what? By bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Give us our daily bread. What we need to feed our spirit man. What we need to feed our physical man. You see, it encompasses all of that. What we need to feed our emotional person. Give us this day our daily bread, God. And then we go on to say, forgive us our debts. You know, many times I've been asked, well, why do some of the versions use debts and others use trespasses? And that's why I kept reading through the 15th verse. Because this says, forgive us our debts. This is the King James Version. And we know that the different versions are comprised so that there's a clearer understanding in this situation and in that situation. Does not change the meaning of the word of God. But if we look closely here, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Somebody went on to understand when they read that 14th and 15th verse, and it said, for if you forgive men their trespasses, Elder, put those there under me, please. For if you forgive men their trespasses, oh my gosh. Somebody went on to understand and get, oh my God, a comprehension of, well, if it's saying, if I forgive men their trespass, when I research the word trespass, I find out it's the same thing. Forgive us our debts. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who what? Who trespass against us. Let's look at that word trespass. That's a serious word this morning. I'm going to teach this morning, y'all. God might preach, but I'm going to teach this morning. Trespass, commit an offense against. A need for prayer. You cannot go to the Father in prayer unless you are clear. You got to be clear and free. You can't be holding something against your brother and your sister, your mother and your father, your husband or your wife, your neighbor or your coworker. You can't be going against them. Put trespass back, Elder. I need to look at this word this morning. Trespass, to commit an offense against. And then here are some words synonymous. If you're not sure, it means to trespass, to enter without permission. Get out of my space. You in my space, you intruding on me. You encroaching on me, devil. You invading my rights. You infringing upon what's mine. Trespass, to take advantage of. Come on, saints. Make sure you're not the person that's doing the trespassing. But if somebody trespasses against you, there's something that has to be done. Take advantage of, impose on, to make use of, play on, to exploit. You done played me. Y'all know how we say it. Abuse, make unfair claims on, trespass. You lying. You know that don't belong to you. You know that belongs to somebody else. Covet not thy neighbor's wife. Come on, Elder, there's some more to that. I'm going to have you come back in a moment. Oh, yeah, I have a lot on this trespass this morning because we ask God to forgive us ours. We say, as we. That's the key. Forgive us our trespasses, God. So if you got some stuff you know God hadn't forgiven you for, maybe it's because you hadn't forgiven somebody else. As we forgive. See, there's a need for prayer. We are praying and we need to understand what we're praying. Forgive me my debts, God, as I forgive my debtors, those who have some stuff that they owe me. God, forgive me, Lord, as I forgive. That's the key. Because we want people to forgive us. We want God to forgive us, and we haven't forgiven. We truly, in our heart, we holding stuff, and that stuff is causing us to be a mess. And it's causing us, it begins to reflect in us and out of us. It reflects in your daily living. It reflects in your conversations. It reflects in your comments. You can hide it for a while, but God is going to bring it to the forefront because he knows it's there. You see, that thing you praying for in secret, you got to make sure that you're doing right. Come on, God. Trespass. Wrong. Do wrong too. Trespass. Cause harm too. Saints, make sure this is not you doing this. Offend. Distress. Even if somebody did something wrong to you and now you want to get them, you causing them distress, you wrong. Now you trespassing. Sin, wrongdoing, transgression, crime, offense, a misdeed. Look at that word right there, error. I should have highlighted error. Lapse, fall, Lord God, from grace. Thank you, Jesus. Trespass. Thank you, Lord. Fall from grace. Error. I made a mistake. Can you please forgive me? You don't want to let go. It was an error. It was a mistake. Sometimes we trespass unintentionally. But when we find that we have to forgive and we have to ask forgiveness. When we find that we've trespassed, or someone has trespassed against us. They have done us wrong. I've been done some wrong. I've been done a lot of wrong. But I am not going to let people who have done me wrong and who don't care about me cause me to miss heaven, to miss God, to miss my blessings. Not after all of this, I can't. Trespass. A need for prayer, people. A need for prayer. A need for asking God, a need for laying it out on the line with him and for him. A need, oh God, for being able to say, our Father, and know that he is responding, my child. Our Father who art in heaven, and know that his ear is tuning in to hear what it is you have to say. Knowing that God is, oh God, is who we pray to. Thy kingdom come. His kingdom is here. His kingdom is being exalted. His kingdom is being manifested in the earth. Thy will be done. God, I might have gone through something. Must have been your will that they came at me like that. So I could be tested, so I could be tried, so I could be true. That king, that will be done. God, forgive. Oh, I can't get off that 12th verse, y'all. Forgive us our debts. We're praying now, God, please forgive me. God, I'm laying out before you. Forgive me. God, I messed up. Forgive me. Oh, God, but help me to forgive those who have come against me, God. Give me a forgiving spirit. When you don't have forgiveness in your heart, I'm telling you, the devil will manipulate you without you even knowing it. When you don't have a forgiving heart, you have a hardened heart. Pharaoh, God hardened his heart. Don't cause God to harden your heart because you don't want to let go. I've been done some wrong. If I were to begin to list the things that have been done wrong to me, y'all be saying, you? Yeah, me. If I were to list the things that I've endured and had to go through, y'all would say, you? I would say, me. Listen, nothing that has been done to me, nothing compares to what they did to our Savior. Nothing that I have endured. And this is what you need to take personal and say it. Look at yourself and nothing that I have endured compares to what Christ endured. And he forgave. Had he not forgiven? Had not God known his son was going to go through what he went through? Had God decided, oh, you know what? That's enough with these people. Enough of y'all. That's what we like to say. You see you later. If God has said, see you later, goodbye. Oh, my God. We think that things are in turmoil on this earth. We wouldn't be able to live here. We wouldn't be able to survive. You think all hell is breaking loose? Oh, you don't want to be where hell has broken loose, I'm telling you. You got to pray and ask God to forgive your heart. Come on. Think right now. Is there anyone, anything that has been done to you? Anyone you harbor it in your spirit and you don't want to let it go? Or you think you've let it go? But when you see that person, the anger wells up. When conversations come up about that person, that feeling cringes back. You got to take it to the altar right then. Word of God tells us to forgive. And I had a discussion recently. It doesn't talk about forget. But let me tell you, when you don't forget spiritually, it's still lingering. You cannot forget up here because God doesn't want you to make the same mistake. But you got to forget in here in your spirit. Because listen, sometimes when you say things, it comes out because out of the mouth, the heart speaks. And you just nasty. You nasty. You evil. I don't want to be nasty, God. I don't want to be evil. Lord, have mercy on me. Please, Father, forgive us this day, our daily bread. As we forgive those who trespass against us. Somebody needs this morning, y'all. I need this morning. Thank you, Lord. Forgive. 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 We've looked at trespass. We need to look at forgive so that we know we are truly forgiving. A need for prayer this morning, y'all. Forgive when someone to whom a wrong has been done makes a deliberate decision to put aside the feelings of anger and blame occasioned or caused by that wrong. When someone to whom a wrong has been done, me, I've been done wrong, you've been done wrong. But forgiveness comes when we make a deliberate decision. We are conscious of our decision to put aside the feelings of anger and blame. We have to be deliberate in putting aside our feelings of anger and blame. my God. My mother abandoned me. My father. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Father. Lord God, my father abused me. Not just physically, mentally, emotionally. My uncle touched me sexually. It's deep this morning, y'all. A need for prayer. Because what you don't want is to happen is this. Because you don't forgive. Because you don't deliberately make a decision. I'm letting it go, God. I'm giving it to you, God. Yes, they were wrong. Yes, they did me wrong. They hurt my child. They, oh my God. They tortured my husband. But God, I don't want to be on the other side. Oh God, the wrong side of through. I need to get to the other side of through. I need you to bring me through. I need you to bring me out. Oh God, our Father, who art in heaven, holy God, my God, you are my Father, Lord. You will keep me. Your Father covers. A Father protects. A Father defends. Who art in heaven. And my Father, you are holy. You are above this earth. There is none like you. There is nothing that can touch you, God. There is nothing in my life that you can't change, that you can't fix. Hallowed be your name. Oh, Jesus, if I call on your name, there is deliverance. If I call Abba Father, you will come. You will secure me. You will comfort me. You will heal me. Thy kingdom come. Oh, God, thy kingdom come. Oh, God, let me be. Oh, God. As 2 Corinthians 6 and 3 reminds me, a person that gives no offense in anything, that your ministry be blamed. Help me, God, not be an offense to your ministry. Help me, God, your kingdom come, your will be done. Help me to live kingdom-like. Help me to live kingdom relationships. Help me to have a kingdom-minded, oh God, attitude, God. Help me, God, to do nothing that will be an offense to your ministry, God. Oh, Father, our God, thank you, Lord. Give us this day our daily bread. Feed me, Lord. We're praying now, people, a need for prayer. God, we need to be fed daily so that our spirit man doesn't wander. Oh, God, feed my spirit daily with your word. Remind me to put on my whole armor, oh God, my helmet of salvation, oh God. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. Forgive me as I forgive those who have trespassed against me. I forgive you, my brother. I forgive you, my sister. As I'm praying, God, I see myself in the spirit going to my family. I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you. You have wronged me. You have done me wrong. But I forgive you because I need God to forgive me because I've done some people wrong as well. Come on, somebody. Somebody needs this morning. Don't you mess around and miss God because you're holding on to stuff. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God, please don't lead me into temptation. Don't allow the enemy to tempt me. The enemy tried Job. Please, God. And Job was sustained by God because God trusted Job. I need God to trust me like he trusted Job. There are not many people who can say, God, trust me. I trust God, but does God trust me? I believe God, but does God believe me? I know God, but does God know me? You know there's a time coming. He's going to say, I know you not. Do not let that non-forgiveness of trespasses cause him not to know you. It's a time and a need for prayer. Oh, God. Oh, God. for thine is the kingdom. Yes, acknowledge. God, this is why I prayed. This is why I'm talking to you. This is why I'm asking forgiveness. This is why I'm asking you to give me a forgiving heart. Oh, God, this is why I'm asking you, if I don't forget up here, that I let it go and forget it in here. For thine is the kingdom. It's yours. That means if it's your kingdom and I'm a part of it, I belong to you. I've got to follow in your rule. I've got to do it your way, not Josie's way, not Pastor Carzadine's way, not my sister's way, not my brother's way, not elder's way, not my mother's way, not my father's way. I can't be mean and nasty just because my father was mean and nasty. I can't be bigoty just because my dad was bigoty. Oh my God, not once I've seen him, not once. I've experienced the Holy Spirit. Something is supposed to change. Something has to change. Because if I haven't encountered the Holy Spirit, I might be struggling. If Jesus' name hadn't been called out, I might be struggling. If I haven't truly, truly given it up to him, I'm probably struggling. I don't want to struggle anymore, God. For thine is the kingdom. Thine is the power. It's your power, not by might, but by your power, God. Not by power. Oh, God, but your will, God, and the glory belongs to you. I thank you that you changed me, that you saved me. I'm going to keep encouraging others. God, encourage my soul. Encourage my soul. Encourage my soul. Encourage my soul, God, so I'm able to encourage somebody else. I thank you this morning, Father. Let us pray. God, we bless you this morning. We give you glory, honor, and praise this morning. For these your people, oh God, there is a need for prayer in and out of our daily lives, throughout the day, God, in intercession, in fasting and supplication. There is a need for prayer, God. A need, oh God, among your people. There is a need for prayer, God, that we be uplifted in the times that we are down. That our hearts be, oh God, nourished, oh God. And oh God, that everything in us, God, be relinquished to you, Father. That when we're going through mourning, when we're going through suffering times, when we're going through sickness and disease, God, we can call on you, God. When we're feeling less than, oh God, we can call on you, God. When we feel put down by the world, God, we can, oh God, call on you, God. For at the name of Jesus, demons flee, God. When our bodies need healing, God, the part in this physical thing begin to become corrupt, God. Begin not to work, God, the way that you designed them to work, God. When we've harmed our bodies, God, our temples, God, with sin and fornication, God, with, oh God, alcohol and drugs, God, when we've, oh God, caused our temples to be less than consecrated, Father, when we, oh God, need you to step into our homes, when anger is flourishing, when attitudes are less than you, God, when that prideful spirit, oh God, that demonic thing, and we see it, God, needs to be called out, God, we call it out in the name of Jesus, God. Touch every home and household right now. Open up the windows, oh God, of heaven and pour out blessings, oh God, as you seal every doorway, every entryway into their homes, into their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. We implore your spirit right now. Everything of harm is being plotted. We denounce it. Everything, God. Everything, God. Everything, God. Everything, God, of you and nothing of the enemy. Oh, God. Oh, God, no weapons formed shall prosper. But we pray now, God,
that the weapons won't even form, God, in the name of Jesus. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Seek him first in his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. You don't have to look to the world for anything. You don't have to steal. You don't have to be discredited, so that your, oh God, ministry be called negate, negative, facade, nothing of God, in the name of Jesus. I implore you this morning, Holy Spirit, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, there is a need in the land, God. You declared and decreed, if my people call by my name, oh God, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and heal your land. You think you've got it made because God brought you through one thing that you can just do what you want to do? He says it's time. Come on, take him seriously. Oh God, he's rewarding us daily. Show him your appreciation for his rewarding of your health, of your strength, of your home and household. He's rewarded you in marriage. Treat your spouse as such. He's rewarded you with children. Treat them as such, because children are a blessing from the Lord. Thank you, God. He's rewarded you to be able to pray. He's given us that. Christ left us with it. He gave us what to say and how to say it. Oh God, our God, a need for prayer throughout this land. Harden not our hearts, God. But let us give over to you everything. Oh, Father, now we pray forgiveness for every person, everywhere, who has sinned against each other, sinned against you, sinned against your calling, God. Sinned against, oh God, your very word. We pray forgiveness for this land, God. Sickness and disease, murder and killings, God. Injustices, oh God. Forgiveness, Lord. Forgiveness, Lord. The same murderer, God, needs forgiveness as a liar, God. The same as a fornicator, God, needs forgiveness, oh God, as a thief, oh Lord, for all have sinned, come short of your glory, come short of your glory. They've all sinned, God, we've all sinned, God, we've all sinned, God, come short of your glory. We don't want to miss you, God. We ask forgiveness for this earth. They've turned their backs against you, for this country. It's turned, oh God. It's turned. It's turned. This country is no longer one nation under God. We've allowed the enemy to creep in, open the doors, open the borders. People can come in. Let the people in, but keep the idols out. Let the people in, but show them examples of who God is and who he desires us to be. You can let people into your circle, but not let them corrupt your circle. Come on, somebody. Come on. Come on. You can love your neighbor. And your neighbor doesn't have to change who you are in God. Come on now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Save us, Father, as only you can. In Jesus' mighty and immaculate name, we pray. And we say amen. There's somebody who doesn't know you.
in the pardon of their sins, God. And right now we want them to acknowledge, God, I don't know you. God, I've known of you. I've learned about you, but I haven't committed. And your word declared and decreed in Romans 10 and 9, pray without ceasing. There is and always will be a need for prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. Father, as we leave from this broadcast, but never from your presence, cover us and keep us, O Lord, as only you can. Good morning, saints. Continue to pray. You need prayer. I need prayer. All of God's children and this world needs prayer. Can't just pray for the kingdom because we want them to come in. Amen. Elders coming with some announcements, and we'll be back. God bless you.